from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I'm looking at Warburton, I'm looking at Otis, and those guys are just barking. Mike, man, I'm gonna kill him. Wilbur, I'm gonna get that first. Dent was saying, no, I'm getting that first. And it was going on, and Hampton was saying, no, I'm getting that first. And I'm looking at these guys, and I'm saying, wait. The guy's bleeding at the mouth, the guy's bleeding at the nose. You don't have to kill the guy. We don't care. He's the quarterback. We're going to get him. That's what we do.
Kick ass. Let everything hang out. Am I right?
Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans.
Been thinking about this for a while, and it actually came to me when I was talking to an executive when I was doing the Cowherd shows, and he was talking to me about the Bears. He was like, you know, this team is made for TV, and we're going to be doing a lot of stuff, certainly around Hard Knocks, but we're expecting the Bears to be a big national talker this year. And when he said made for TV, it just kind of stuck with me, because obviously Hard Knocks is a TV show. It's not a revolutionary thought.
Hard Knocks.
But Q rating goes into that. It's not just about how good you are. It's about how interesting you are. It's about how big the personalities are. It's about the people that people care about on the team. And the 85 Bears is arguably the most interesting football team in the history of the NFL. Arguably. It's one of the best also, but just Punky QB, Walter Payton, the fridge.
Crazy personalities all across the board. Legendary dominance. They shut out their first two opponents in the playoffs by a combined score of 45-0 before winning the Super Bowl 46-10. So yeah, I mean, there's crazy amounts of intrigue across the board, and they were good the year before. Not great, but I mean, 10-6 the year before.
But I don't think
so. There was a lot of expectation. So you're talking about during the year experiencing it or leading up to it.
I don't think that necessarily the year before necessarily has to factor into it. I'm talking about Q rating. I'm talking about celebrity. I'm talking about if they walked in to the club, would they get the best table? I'm talking about, do they have people that could host Saturday Night Live? When I was in Kansas City and the Chiefs were good and winning double-digit games, you know, it was Alex Smith and Tom Bahali and Jamal Charles and Eric Berry and Justin Houston and Dwayne Bowe. These are good players. These are Pro Bowlers, but none of them had a commercial. None of them had a single commercial because they were just like a good team in Kansas City. But then you get Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce. Mahomes and Reid and Kelce are in every commercial. They're dating, you know, he's dating Taylor Swift, most famous woman in the world, and they're all of a sudden the new America's team. They're the only team that rates as highly as the Cowboys now, and it's in Kansas City, a small media market. That is the potential of the popularity and the crossover appeal of a great Bears team that is also interesting, and we know that Caleb Williams is going to be interesting. We don't know how good he's going to be. He should be very good, but if he's very good and very interesting, It opens them up to an opportunity that I don't think we've seen in this town in a long time. And you guys can text or call 312-644-6767. Genuinely curious. Like Grody off air, we were talking about it with Dan and Grody after transition. But because I think about coach, quarterback, big personalities of great players, and the team obviously has to be good. Like those were some of the factors that I was thinking of. And since Ditka, let's just start with coach for a second. Since Ditka, who is the most interesting coach the Bears have had?
Most interesting coach?
That's the question here. Most interesting team since 85. So who's the most, like, with the best Q rating that would...
Probably Nagy. Probably Nagy. Those first couple years of Nagy, it was exciting. It was fun. It was different because it was offensive coordinator and they'd never gone down that road. Like Santa's sleigh and all the craziness of the play calls. I mean, Lovey was stoic and impressive and really and honorable and cool for a while. But then interesting is.
I'm not talking best. I'm not talking best. I'm saying this team that we have right now, because I don't find Matt Eberflus particularly interesting.
No,
but
no. Lovey was more interesting than Eberflus
so far.
I mean, Trestman was unbelievably interesting.
But
it was crazy and it was odd and it was polarizing almost from the get go.
And what's weird is like now I would say it's Wani. Because Wani's, I've called him the most interesting man in football. If you actually think about who he brushed shoulders with and the U in the 80s, the Cowboys in the 90s, replacing Ditka, South Beach, USC, everything that man's lived in football. But we didn't perceive him to be a celebrity coach.
Mm.
And again, Eberflus clearly is not a celebrity coach, but Caleb Williams is a celebrity quarterback. You guys see Jalen Johnson at the ESPYs. I don't know if everybody else here follows him on Instagram, but this guy is a number one corner with swagger and who cares about fashion and his foundation, and he's out there and he is eccentric and he is doing national media interviews and impressing the likes of Jim Rome and Colin Cowherd and Rich Eisen. And I mean, Jalen Johnson is... I texted with Colin's producer again. I'm not trying to name drop, but I texted with him after they had Jalen on. He was like, that guy's a future in TV if he wants it. His executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so Jalen to me is that type of personality that I think is blowing up on the national stage.
Yeah, there's a lot there. When you posed this question, and it's a good one, I thought about all the different teams having lived through, and I don't want to reference too many of them in case... You know, it fits a listener's pick, whether we're doing calls or not, or fits a Shane pick or a Tanny pick. But for me, it's got to be one of the Cutler years. And I land on 2010 because I thought that team was fascinating. Because you had Lovey and that defense fully legit and believing in full in what Lovey was doing. And then you had the Cutler addition and the belief that Cutler was going to finally be the quarterback that vanquished the Green Bay Brett Favre dynasty. That Cutler was going to be the guy. And you believed it. During the course of that year, you had a lot of time where you believed it. And meanwhile, the defense was just outrageous. Julius Peppers was here to amplify Urlacher and Briggs, and there's Devin with the incredible returns and you know, so it's just and you kept believing that maybe this could be it all the way up until Cutler gets hurt and doesn't finish the NFC Championship game. You know, so you had intrigue the whole way, and Cutler was fascinating, man. Cutler was like, you know, the conversations that would take place with everyone, and just a mix of optimism with proof, and look at this, to know there's not enough there, and there's proof there, and you're like, they better make the most out of this, and you've got Olin as the spiritual, tough guy, leader of the offense, and Urlacher, and they all loved Lovey, and people were starting to get a little annoyed with Lovey, but you could always say, which I always did, the players love him, and they bust their ass for him. Doesn't matter if we think he's interesting. Doesn't matter.
And that was Mike Martz, Greg Olson.
Oh.
Also, but shot on the south side.
But there were no. Let me finish the thought on 2010. there were no wide receivers of consequence. It's not a Brandon Marshall year. So I'd like to add Brandon Marshall to that mix and say, and you add that, but you didn't have that in that particular year. You had Troy Aikman laughing at the wide receivers on that team and saying, how dare they offend our sensibilities by telling us Devin Hester's a number one.
So Shad on the South Side is doing exactly that. Go ahead, Shad, make your suggestion.
Shad, what's up? You're on, sir.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
You're good.
How you doing?
Good. Because you and Spiegs are close on your teams, but you're making a slight amendment. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So the most captivating player in this town that's played any position has been Jay Cutler. I think he gives you that captivating talent plus cachet that Caleb is bringing, plus the on-field moxie or on-field gravitas that you got from Justin. So it's kind of a mixed bag for both. He kind of fit the bill for both types of fans in this city. But when you put Martellus Bennett, Matt Forte, Brandon Marshall around him, that made that offense something that we had never seen. A quarterback who – and Steve talked about this week after week after week – when was the excuses going to stop? We had never seen that collection of wide receivers. Alshon Jeffery, you had two guys that could get 1,200 yards. You had a running back, 1,200 all-purpose yards. That was the most exciting I had been for a balanced roster, even with an aging defense. And I think that's kind of the vibe I got now. Honestly, if we're looking at interesting as the major component, Danny, you know what I mean, guys? I just want to see if y'all were looking at the same room.
Well, yeah, so in terms of sheer names, I think because the defense in 2012, yes, aging, but Urlacher's still there, Briggs is there, mm-hmm. Tillman's there, Peppers is there.
So
all those guys are there, but on offense, you do add in Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery. Now, you remove Olsen, but you have the best wide receiver duo in Bears history. You still have Lovey. You still have Forte, who's still a good team. It was a 10-win team. So I think that in terms of personality, because Brandon Marshall is one of the biggest football personalities we've seen in this town since 85, I think it's a pretty good suggestion.
Yeah, it's a really good suggestion. And because,
obviously not as compelling of a season because 2010 is Bears-Packers NFC Championship game.
And what he's right about in terms of the comp is like by the time you got to the end of 2012, and I remember, I think that's when I laid down my Jay Cutler conversational sword. Like I couldn't engage in it anymore. All the excuses had been exhausted, to Shad's point. All of like, well, but he doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. Then he had Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery, and still he would have moments and times and weeks where it wasn't good enough. I put the sword in the scabbard at that point. It's like you couldn't defend him anymore. And so that was extremely interesting to realize that you were done with a lot of those conversations.
Well, Speaks, you remember you were doing shows going into that season in 2013. Like, we were talking about that team as a team with Super Bowl aspirations because of everything they added, and also firing Lovie Smith after 10-6.
Yes.
We were like, ooh, this is an organization that's not playing around anymore. And you add all these weapons, and we're like, okay, we've got something here.
Yeah,
you know?
And to the coaching question in terms of the interest in Trestman was insane, man. I bought the guy's book, and we do daily readings from the helping friendly book of trying to understand who do we have here in Mark Trestman, because it was a crazy career and resume where he'd never been given a shot as a head coach in the NFL, but Phil Emery was the guy to give it to him. It was like, oh my God, he's going to come in here with a high-flying offense. It's going to be wide open. It's going to be better than anything we've ever had just to go with that defense. So there was a tremendous amount of intrigue in the Trestman years.
It's tough for me to separate. I think 12 had more dynamic personalities, but 10, the season is obvious. I mean, Bears-Packers on Championship Sunday is as big of a game as this town can have.
Yes, and everything that happened with these are actual headlines from local papers. No, they weren't. No, they weren't, Moose Johnston. And all of that in
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And that's the whole town rose up and defended Jay Cutler all of a sudden after Maurice Jones-Drew and others were attacking him. Yeah, it's hard to separate post-season.
Steve in Forest Park is on the score.
You know, part of why Lovie wasn't interesting was because week after week he was spitting out, practically choking on the words, Rex is our quarterback. And then Orton wins how many games in a row? What, 8 games in a row or something? Mm-hmm. And then he puts Rex back in the Super Bowl. And that's probably the reason why he got fired.
Yeah. I mean, that was certainly one of the more polarizing moments, you know, since that era that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So since I've been here, it's 2019. Even though the field's hype after the Cowboys game, the Dolphins game, the Patriots game, the field's hype was pretty damn unbelievable. And I was obviously way out in front and over my skis on that, no question. I'm willing to admit that now.
What?
I know.
Wait. What?
I don't remember it that way.
Me neither. Yeah.
I thought Danny
like some kind of sort of party atmosphere. Nah, or something. It
Danny
nothing
was.
Like that.
He was very measured. I thought he was measured in his enthusiasm.
Did you assign a spot to him on the depth chart?
I think so. I think that's how crazy it was. That's how crazy it was.
It was based on his uniform number. I think that was just the only correlation.
Oh, I thought he anointed him the starter.
Huh. Yeah.
Anointed him the king. You guys, the anointed king.
Stop calling.
Caleb. I know. Keep calling.
But the 2019, you had the Mitch hype. You had the Khalil Mack trade. You had coming off of double doink and Cody Parkey and the Today Show and the defense the year before, 36 turnovers. You had the coach of the year.
Yeah, I think that's the most hyped offseason, recently before this one. I mean, that offseason was
ridiculous.
Outrageous.
But with Nagy, like, he wasn't the most dynamic personality, but he wasn't bad. We hadn't really grown tired of him at the time.
Had not.
And 8 of the 32 coaches in the NFL at that point were either Andy Reid or people on the Andy Reid tree. Mm-hmm. So you did feel like you were doing what the rest of the league was doing in terms of offense and that you were finally modernizing it. Now, obviously, we know how that played out. But in the moment, it was, one of the best defensive players, top quarterback prospect.
For sure.
Coach doing the thing that you need to do in order to win big and maximize the quarterback prospect.
It's just that that's why the offseason is so completely separate from what the season was, because right away after the opening night fart against Green Bay on the Thursday night, it was like, we are not that. That is as let down by any offseason, maybe from any team, that I've ever been in terms of that early in a season. Are you kidding me?
Did you see opening night fart at the Aragon in 2019? They've never played a second show.
No, but why would you? After that's what happens.
They only play one night.
After that, that's what happens on opening night? Hell no. Anybody want to advocate for the Super Bowl season or the season before in terms of 2005 and 2006? I mean, 2005 is when it breaks open. You know, when you're like, oh, boy, these guys.
And they make upgrades to the offensive line going into 06, right? So we're like, oh, okay, this feels a bit more complete.
Uh-huh. It's real hard for me if I'm doing an interesting and it's Lovie and Rex. If I'm doing Q rating, it's very tough for me to give it to that. If it's since the 85 Bears, and that's Ditka and Jim McMahon, and you want me to make an argument for, it's the only Bears team that's made a Super Bowl since, so on the field success, of course, it matters a ton.
Yeah.
But interesting? at those at coach and quarterback, Lovey and Rex, I can't.
You know what's interesting, Danny? Danny, you know what's interesting? Wins.
I know.
Wins are interesting, Dan.
I know.
Even if it's not a preferred style for you, my friend.
Again, just this exercise, it's a different thing. Like, so how close do you think, like, if I give you, let's say it's yours. Let's say it's 2010.
Okay.
How close is this team to being more interesting than that team?
Well, it's even more interesting than that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
they got a quarterback from USC.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is there's a lot here, dude. Dan Pompey wrote about Montez Sweat today in The Athletic. Really interesting article. Really compelling article on a fascinating dude who's also a badass. So like there are, I mean, you talked about Jalen and we are close to this. We love Tevin. I mean, there's interesting people on the offensive line.
Yeah. But
the Keenan Allen now, we played some of Keenan Allen mic'd up yesterday. I mean, that is a vet who is an interesting dude. And then there's Caleb, who's as fascinating as any quarterback to enter this league that high. I mean, really, it's in a long, long time. This is there's a lot here.
Caleb carries a huge percentage of the weight here if we're talking about interesting, because these other guys, I think Jalen is interesting. There are other very good players. DJ Moore is really good. I'm not sure how interesting he is. Like, Keenan Allen is really good, seems to be entertaining. We're going to get to know him a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. But Caleb is the most interesting and compelling quarterback that they've had since Cutler. Right? I mean, yeah. It's like he's
it's not even close.
Not even close. And Justin was really clearly a good dude, a solid dude, and the talent completely beguiling. And you'd see incredible highlights. We had one of the number one highlight click guys on a Monday morning on NFL.com, and that was incredible. But Caleb, as a human and with the background and everything, is different level.
Justin was interesting to talk about because he was interesting to watch because he played the game so differently than anyone we'd watched in this town. So Justin was interesting, not interesting really as a speaker, but he was very interesting to talk about. But I did not find, I don't think that even compares to what this is. I guess the caller, by the way, was conflating the years. I didn't even hear him say. Grossman started every game of the Super Bowl year, just to put a bow on that call, because a couple of people are texting.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I didn't even hear him say that. I think he was doing 2005,
yeah, 2006. Yeah, he's doing 2005. Yeah, it's 16, it's Grossman, and it's Brian Greasy was here as a backup, right?
Yeah, I didn't even hear him say that. I apologize. John and Logan Square, we're talking most interesting Bears team since 85, and if this team's got a shot at it. Go ahead, John.
Jenny John Fox team, because when he opened his mouth, it was hilarious. He was so stupid. He's so dumb. It's just funny. And the thing about Caleb coming into the league is he's not just like one of the more exciting players on the Bears. He might be the most exciting player in the league, given that he's a disruptor. He's coming in during a new time where he's a businessman with millions of dollars directing the NFL what he wants versus the other way around.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think that Caleb is incredibly fascinating for all of those reasons and more. David Haw texts in 2014. So that's Tressman with Aaron Cromer as the OC.
Boy, that was an interesting year.
Team. It was, Cutler.
That's the year of the back-to-back 50 burgers surrounded by the bye that got Mark Tressman fired after just year two. He and Phil Emery both. I was sitting here with Pat Manley for that whole week, and Pat Manley would slowly tell you a little bit more truth about Mark Tressman every week. He'd slowly tell you a little bit more about just how weird that guy was and how disrespected he was by the entire team.
Yeah, so that is, I could imagine that being an incredibly fun team to write about.
Oh, and he's right in terms of interesting. Cromer put his foot in his mouth and had to address the entire team and apologize.
Yeah, for being the leak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And that, yeah, that's
still had Martellus Bennett, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffery.
Oh, Martellus was great. Martellus was doing live score radio shows, just like like spitting truths and talking about his comic books and like compelling radio shows. Yeah, that's the year that Lance Briggs went and opened a barbecue store, opened a barbecue restaurant. The week before the season opener, and everybody's like, "Oh, I guess you can do anything you want with this guy around." That seems interesting.
Yeah, it's a different type of interesting, right? That's interesting, like a car crash, like a train wreck. It's interesting for its dysfunction.
Mm.
So certainly implies it definitely fits into the umbrella here. But I think the way of looking at it shows it's a pretty low bar to clear. Like if Caleb's that dude, it's a pretty damn low bar for this team to clear. One or two other people emerges out of Hard Knocks. One guy breaks out as an impact player with a big personality that people care about. Everyone's going to be – Cole Kmet will be on fantasy teams. Keenan Allen will be on fantasy teams. DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore. There's a lot of people in a lot of places are going to care about the Bears this year in a way that they often don't.
You've got a league and a national media that would love to have a big market, shiny behemoth that they can add to their Cowboys conversation. You know?
Yes.
Maybe, Danny, you're filling in for Coward sometime during the football season, and Bears is going to be the lead when there isn't really even a story to go along with it.
People are going to care, man.
Because people are going to care.
We'll get more reaction on this coming in, which we will get to, plus some great stuff with Olin in with the guys, Mully and Haw, this morning. So we'll play some of that for you as well. But interesting. And the Chicago Bears, it's soon, man. Camp, first day is tomorrow. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.